Truth. Do you believe in truth? Are you a ominous spiritual seeker? Do you feel there's truth in many thoughts and practices around the world? That somehow truth has been distorted against humanity? Well, I am an ordained esoteric interfaith minister with a doctor of divinity. I have a true ominous viewpoint, a pagan heart, and I work to help people transition out of the mainstream corporate religions and into true spirituality, understanding spirit, understanding life, and understanding the divinity within ourselves. Stay tuned. Welcome, Mary Meat. I am, of course, Richard Kent, founder of the Pagan Empire. I wanted to stop in today and briefly talk about what is the Pagan Empire, what it is that we are and our vision, and what it is that we hope to achieve, and what our basically is, what is our goal, what it is that we want to see in the future. And I think there's been a little misconception or a little misunderstanding sometimes of what we are. Because the Pagan Empire is not an organized religion. We are not a church. We are not a fellowship of any kind like that. We are a collective of many different traditions. We are individuals. We are groups. We are covens. We are a collective of multiple practices, traditions, cultures, all working together for a common cause and in our common interest. Though we're different, though we believe different things, though we believe in different concepts, we could all come together for a common cause. And what is that common cause? Freedom. The freedom to be who it is that we are. Whether you be pagan, whether you be a pagan witch, whether you just be witch, whether you just be a magical-minded person, whatever it may be that you are, that you have the freedom to be that person openly without persecution. And we don't have that in this country right now. Pagans of all kinds, magical-minded folks of all kinds, are persecuted daily for their belief and for their practice. Our businesses, our events, our festivals are constantly bombarded with extremists that would do anything in their power to shut us down and to quench the message that we would have, the teaching that we would offer. They want to quench that. They want to stop that. Well, the Pagan Empire desires to see people unite, even though we're different. And we unite in a way that empowers us as a whole, as a collective. It unites us into one voice that tells people, tells the church, tells the extremists, tells whoever it may be, that pagans are tired of the persecution and we want freedom. That's basically what the Pagan Empire is all about. But it goes much deeper than that. The Pagan Empire seeks to have representatives in every state. It seeks to have local representatives within that state. And what that does is, when there's an issue or when there's someone seeking, they can approach, say, a local representative. And that local representative can contact the state, and that state can contact the division and so forth and go to the head. But what it does is it organizes it all the way to every inch of the United States of America and beyond is reachable. It is organized, though they all be different. We got different covens and different clans and different, and they remain their individual, whatever it is that they are, if I make that sense. But we're united, you know. And when somebody comes forward and says that, you know, they call a local representative and they say, you know, I'm really interested in Norse paganism, I want to know more about Norse paganism, and I'd like to find a group that practices Norse paganism, and maybe even a teacher that'll help instruct. That local representative has a list of the different groups and things that have chosen to come forward and say, hey, look, you know, I'd like to have my governor, my group, put on your list. And of course, these lists are private. They're not anywhere else. They're not going to be on the internet. They're private. All the information, of course, is private. But what it does is it gives that offer to say, yes, we do have somebody. We do have a group that you might be interested in. Let me give you the contact information for the person who heads up this group. And that's what it does. And everybody from the smallest to the, you know, somebody that has never been a pagan or a magical minded person that absolutely knows nothing, doesn't know where to go, doesn't know, it just has this interest. Maybe it's just a, you know, but I think we all understand what I'm trying to say, that it's hard sometimes. You know, because we have a lot of people out there that are seeking. And when you take people that are seeking, that can't find the teacher, can't find the group that they're looking for, they begin reaching out. And unfortunately, they begin learning things that are not correct, not as they should be. And we start having, not that eclectic is bad, because it's not, but we have a lot of bad mix, I guess that's what you want to say, because we have a lot of false teachings and a lot of bad influence and a lot of, and what I'm saying is the pagan empire will create a way to direct somebody to the proper place that they need to be, using these local and state and division representatives. And like I said, we all remain our individual groups, organizations. We have many. As of right now, we have several that have joined the Pagan Empire Alliance, which means that basically it's you know, it's self-explanatory that their group, their organization, says that they will stand with us and we will stand with them in this common cause of ending persecution. What the Pagan Empire also seeks to do, and this is where kind of things draw the, where people have thought that we were talking about violence and things of that nature, because the Pagan Empire chooses, or desires to, should I say, to be able to protect our pagan communities. By protecting, I mean defense. You know, I'm not speaking about going out and doing foolish things. That's not what the Pagan Empire is about. But it's about protecting, creating the shield wall, so to speak, around our festivals and around our events and whatever it may be. If there's a business that's having issues with persecution, say it's a metaphysical store or something of that nature, and they're constantly bombarded by Christians or some kind of radicals or whatever else that are trying to close the stores down, because it does happen all the time in the United States, that we have people that are bold enough and brave enough to say, you know what, I'll go to that store and I'll stand outside the store and I'll be the shield wall against these kind of people. And that doesn't mean violence. That means just standing boldly and saying, look, we stand with these people. If you're going to protest out here and do all this, then we can do the same thing, but in a reverse kind of way, and say, no, we are the shield wall. We have the same rights. You are persecuting us as you think that what we're doing is wrong, and you know, but you don't have the right to do that. Freedom of speech does not override freedom of religion. I've said this over and over and over, and it doesn't. But violence that won't come from the pagan empire. Violence comes when those that are seeking freedom fail to get that freedom because of the oppressor. It is the oppressor that causes the violence, not the one that simply wants the freedom. Does that make any sense? Because if that freedom is simply granted, and we're supposed to have that freedom already in this country, the freedom of religion, we're supposed to have it already. And it's not the government that stops us. It's not the government that is necessarily restricting us. It's religious institution and religious extremists that say that they can't coexist with us, that they can't coexist with people that are outside of the four walls of the church doctrine, that they have to convert, they have to change, they have to, you know, which is completely untrue. As a former Christian minister, I can tell you full-heartedly that no, it is not the church's responsibility to convert. In fact, Scripture talks about free will and free choice and spiritual liberty and the right to choose. But yet every day, pagans are persecuted and persecuted and told that they're all going to burn for eternity for doing something that was going on thousands of years before Christianity was even thought of. It's not evil. Pagans do not worship the devil. In fact, most pagans don't even believe in the biblical devil. You cannot worship something that you don't even believe in. But the pagan empire, this is what the pagan empire is about. Organizing into one voice, into one unit when needed. We're all different. We're all different cultures. We're all different traditions. But we have a common cause. We all want the freedom. And we unite. It's not about an organization. The empire is all of us. We are the empire. And together, if you look at the pagans and the rise of paganism, even in the United States and around the world, it's a growing empire. It's a massive empire. It doesn't appear to be such because we're not organized. We're not together in like-mindedness in that cause. And it's sad that we actually have to have that in the year 2023, that we actually have to have that kind of organization that simply isn't about organizing in a way of a directory kind of way that, you know, to help people and direct people to the proper channels that they're looking for and the proper education. Because, you know, in directing people the right ways, we create an avenue for proper education. We send the Norse pagans to someone that really knows Norse paganism. If it's someone that's interested in Wicca or something, you know, of that nature, Wiccan, then we can direct that person to somebody that is legitimately real and knows what they're doing and is not going to be a cult, so to speak, that will do nothing but harm the person and take from the person and use the person. You know, and sadly we have that too. And we want to avoid that. But the empowerment, the education, the unity, the protection, you know, it's all, and I know I'm somewhat repeating myself, but this is what the pagan empire is all about. Creating the personal touch and uniting pagans into one voice for that common cause. You know, we really have to try to find that common space that we can all come to. Can you imagine the strength we are? I heard somebody ask the other day, was paganism afraid? And I had to stop and kind of think to myself, afraid of what? But are some pagans afraid of the real strength that we could have like we did before the mass conversions and the mass slaughtering and the wars and the, you know, trying to take from all of us our roots, our traditions, our cultures, and try to convert them into what they chose and what they thought was right. But regardless, our traditions were stolen from us. It's about bringing those things back? Do we fear bringing that power back? A real pagan nation? You know, it really, and I know when I say that right there, people say, well, it's not, it can't be a pagan nation, it can't be a Christian nation, it can't be. But yet, at the same time, the pagan empire is an empire. Though it may be many separate entities, many separate individuals, if you were to put them all together, I firmly believe it outweighs and outdoes every other religion in this country. And united and together, we can make real change in our country and in our world so that we can walk down the street and be who it is that we are. If we choose to open up some kind of pagan fellowship on one of the street corners in our town, on the square, or wherever it may be, that we know that that won't be attacked. We know that that won't be, you know, and I know I'm kind of outstretching here, and I'm just kind of, you know, trying to give examples to what it is that we're trying to do and what it is that we're, because I think all of us know, if a group of Norse pagans decided that they were going to open a fellowship on the square and they were going to do everything that Norse paganism does, I believe that every church in the community would probably begin to launch protest and doing whatever it is that they normally do. And we want to see those kind of things stop. We want to create a world, create a system in this country where people are not offended by other people of other religions. A place where we have common respect. We respect the differences in people. And we don't get offended when they choose not to be like us. Because people don't have to be like us. But we live in a country that, you know, you can practice what you want and you can practice what you want. The churches can practice what they want inside their church. And we could do the same thing. You know, I just wanted to get on today and kind of give a brief talk. I didn't prepare anything. I went completely as I normally do. I don't ever prepare anything when I sit down to do a, you know, a discussion or whatever. I'm just completely, you know, kind of going for just what feels right and what people are actually, you know, interested in knowing about, you know, the vision of the Pagan Empire. And I urge you to be a part, you know, become a member, become part of the alliance. You know, we also are creating the Pagan Chaplain, trying to, you know, organize it and get it founded. It is still in the beginning stages. So I think we have a little bit of everything for everybody. But make sure you check it out. Go to, you know, www.thepaganempire.com. You can also find us on Facebook. You can find us on Instagram or even on Discord, and a few others as well. But give it a chance. Check it out. If you have any questions, you know, you can contact me directly or someone else within the head office. There's always somebody that will address the comment or, you know, the question, whatever. But I hope this answers a little bit of questions. Like I said, you can question even on this video and I'll try to answer it, or somebody will. But thank you, everybody, for watching. This has been Richard Kent, the Pagan Empire. Be blessed, and blessed be.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Pagan Preacher Podcast at the Ravensbrook Sanctuary. Please subscribe. You can find us on almost every platform online. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Help us get the word out. We're here to help those seeking a deeper enlightenment and a much stronger spiritual connection to their Creator. Be blessed, everybody, and blessed be.